It has been said that school bullying is being taken seriously through laws, through policies, through mandates. Each and every person in authority where this issue comes before them, they're saying, we're working. We're making a difference. We're putting in change. School bullying is being addressed. Where is it? Let me take you to Bergen County, where a school board is facing a bullying lawsuit from a family. And here's what is featured in this lawsuit. It's against the Demarest Board of Education. It says that LGBTQ plus students faced frequent bullying and district staffs did nothing to get involved, to intervene. A little more specific here, a transgender student and her family filed the suit against the school board. This is in state superior court, saying the district failed to protect her from constant harassment from fellow students over several years. Lawsuit says the, at least at this point, unidentified student transitioned back in September 2016, was enrolled as female at Demarest Middle School, though the school did know that she was assigned male at birth. Family asked the school counselor to speak to their daughter, but the counselor called Child Protective Services instead. Lawsuit says the report was unfounded, but the school counselor said she would do it again in a heartbeat. Student's older brother was repeatedly asked if their sister was trans, and the parents sent an email to Demarest Middle School Principal John Regan. This was May of 2022. About a rumor that the student was transgender and asked that he put a stop to it. In June of 2022, another student began a Snapchat chain, they're always positive, aren't they, with friends making fun of the transgender student, calling her weird, freak, says the parents asked the school to step in and do something about it, but officials failed to do so, take any action, didn't respond to an inquiry student parents made about filing harassment, intimidation, bullying complaint. In that same week as that Snapchat incident, the transgender student said another student pushed her in the hall, called her a freak. The harassment against the student continued with her being pushed and called names, not being allowed to sit with other students. This is all reading from the lawsuit. Parents said that they were never given any investigation, information, write-ups, reports from the school. Complaints about the bullying were, in their words, disregarded. Not long after the start of the 2023 school year, another student threw ice cream at the student, tried to hit her, and another student, who identifies as a lesbian, tried to stand up for her. Get ready for this. According to the lawsuit, student who defended the transgender student was disciplined by the school. Other instances of alleged bullying and harassment include pushing the transgender student in the classroom, not allowing her to sit anywhere, surrounding, taunting her at an after-school volleyball game, making faces at her, pointing, laughing every time she sang at a Christmas concert. Students said Principal Regan refused to help her. Suit alleges that Regan went to look at a video of the volleyball incident, but never returned and failed to do anything about the behavior at the Christmas concert. Now we move up to June of 2024. The principal told the parents their complaints were unfounded. Family saying the district violated the New Jersey law against discrimination, caused the victim emotional distress, mental pain, and suffering, humiliation, loss of self-esteem, and family life disruption. They're seeking damages and fees. So with that all in mind, did you know, by the way, that schools in New Jersey, when it comes to it's HIB, stands for harassment, intimidation, bullying. Schools get a grade on how they're dealing with it. The policies they put in place, the training, the staffing, all the elements of dealing with school bullying. And there's a report that has to get filed on each and every school district each year. Who does the grading? The schools. So, and they also have to make the information public too. Their report card on how they're dealing with bullying. So let us take a look at the HIB report. The most recent one we have is for the 2022-2023 school year for the Demarest Middle School. HIB programs, approaches, other initiatives, maximum score of 15. They gave themselves a 13. Training on the Board of Ed approved HIB policy, a maximum score of 9. They gave themselves a 9 on that. Other staff instruction and training programs, maximum score of 15. Gave themselves 12. Let's see here. Curriculum, instruction on HIB and related information skills, maximum score of 6. They gave themselves the perfect score of 6. HIB personnel, 9 out of 9. School level HIB incident reporting procedures, maximum score of 6. They got a 5, or gave themselves a 5. HIB investigation procedure. Remember everything I just told you. Maximum score of 12. What do you think Demarest Middle School gave themselves on this element? You are correct. A perfect score of maximum score of 12. HIB reporting. Maximum score of 6. Well, they are consistent. 6. So out of a maximum total school grade of 78, I'm not a math major, but I could do this math, Demarest Middle School gave themselves a 72. Wow.